Life often feels like a constant battle between who we are and who we think we should be. What if the greatest obstacle to your happiness isn't external circumstances, but the limiting beliefs running your life behind the scenes? You Are a Badass invites you on a transformative journey to recognize your magnificence and create a life that reflects your true potential. This isn't about becoming someone new. It's about shedding the layers of doubt, fear, and societal programming to reveal the badass you you've always been underneath. We all have a secret operating system working behind our consciousness. When you repeat self-defeating patterns despite your best intentions, that's your subconscious mind at work. From our earliest years, we absorb beliefs about ourselves and the world, what we're capable of, what we deserve, what's possible for people like us. And these beliefs become the invisible architecture of our lives. These subconscious programs weren't consciously chosen. They were inherited from parents, teachers, and society. A child who repeatedly hears, "money doesn't grow on trees," develops a scarcity mindset that can persist for decades. These beliefs operate outside our awareness, unquestioned because we don't even know they exist. The first step toward transformation is awareness. When you catch yourself saying, "I could never do that," ask, "Is this really true, or is this a story I've been told?" This questioning creates space between stimulus and response where your freedom to choose differently resides. Your biggest obstacle is the big snooze, or the ego, which maintains the status quo even when it makes you miserable. Your ego equates the familiar with safety and views change as a threat. It's the voice that whispers, "Who do you think you are?" when you dream big. When you decide to transform your life, expect resistance. Recognizing the ego's tactics is half the battle, and strong resistance often signals you're moving in the right direction. An infinite power source is available to everyone, regardless of spiritual background. Whether you call it God, universe, or source energy, the name matters less than your connection to this universal force flowing through everything. Many resist spiritual concepts due to negative religious associations, yet even quantum physics recognizes everything is energy vibrating at different frequencies. Your thoughts and emotions are energetic forces interacting with the world. Like attracts like. When you vibrate with lack or fear, you attract matching experiences. Connecting with source energy means making decisions from faith rather than fear, taking inspired action, and trusting the process even without seeing the full path. Try this. For 1 week, act as if the universe is conspiring in your favor. Look for evidence of support and abundance, and notice how this shift affects your mood and what you attract. Remember, you don't need to understand electricity to benefit from it, just as you don't need to comprehend universal energy mechanics to connect with it. We're born with an innate sense of our own magnificence. Toddlers dance without self-consciousness and proudly announce their accomplishments. They haven't yet learned to doubt their worth. As we grow, most of us absorb the message that self-love equals arrogance and humility means downplaying our gifts. This creates a paradox. We crave recognition while feeling uncomfortable receiving it. We minimize achievements with "it was nothing" while fearing outshining others. This self-diminishing habit serves no one, not ourselves, those around us, or the world that needs our unique contributions. Self-love isn't narcissism. It's the foundation of a healthy, productive life. When you appreciate yourself, you set appropriate boundaries and pursue goals reflecting your true desires rather than seeking external validation. Examine your inner dialogue. Would you speak to someone you love the way you speak to yourself? Become your own best friend rather than your harshest critic. Embracing your magnificence doesn't diminish others. When you fully own your gifts, you give others permission to do the same. Many people get stuck in analysis paralysis, waiting for clarity about their life's purpose. But purpose isn't typically a dramatic revelation. It's discovered through action and noticing what brings you alive. Observe yourself as if experiencing life for the first time. What activities make you lose track of time? When do you feel most energized? what topics fascinate you regardless of practical application. These clues point toward your purpose, even without an obvious career connection. Purpose typically exists at the intersection of what you love, what you're good at, what the world needs, and what you can be paid for. This doesn't necessarily mean quitting your job. Sometimes purpose emerges from how you approach your current role while remaining open to evolution. The greatest obstacles to finding purpose are internal: fear of failure, concern about others' opinions, or attachment to identity. If you're unclear about your purpose, commit to exploration. Pay attention to what energizes you. Purpose reveals itself through engaged curiosity, not passive waiting. Dreams without action remain fantasies. While vision, belief, and alignment are essential foundations, transformation requires committed action, stepping beyond comfortable contemplation into doing. This transition is where many aspirations wither, not for lack of desire, but for lack of decisive movement. The power of decision shares its root with incision, to cut away. When you truly decide, you eliminate all other options, focusing your energy in one clear direction, creating momentum that trying never can. Procrastination often masquerades as perfectionism, waiting for the perfect plan, timing, or skill level. But perfection is the enemy of progress. Successful people begin before feeling ready, learn through action, and adjust as they go. Fear of failure keeps many stuck in preparation mode, yet failure isn't the opposite of success, it's part of it. Each failure provides data, refines your approach, and builds resilience. Break ambitious goals into small, manageable actions. Many wait for perfect clarity before acting, not realizing that clarity emerges through engagement with reality. The path becomes visible as you walk it. The journey to badassery isn't about becoming someone else. It's about removing obstacles that prevent you from being your true self. It means recognizing limiting beliefs that keep you playing small, connecting with your infinite source of power, and taking consistent action toward the life you desire. This path isn't always comfortable. Growth requires stepping into unfamiliar territory, facing fears, and sometimes disappointing others who prefer you remain predictable. But beyond that discomfort lies a life of authenticity, purpose, and joy that makes every challenge worthwhile. Your badass life is waiting for you now, not when circumstances improve, but in this moment, through today's choices. Will you embrace your magnificence, connect with source energy, and step boldly into the life you're meant to live? The universe is ready to support you. Your inner badass is ready to emerge. The choice is yours. Continue playing small or rise to meet your true potential.